Blog Talk Radio.
On What Stupid Is On The Air. IWS, exposing the stupid, 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On with Stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles to my right, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, and welcome to another exciting edition of I'm a Stupid Show. Matt Man, how you doing?
Oh, fine, Jay. Was a little under the weather earlier in the week. Feeling better now.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. And you? How are you?
A little rough. A little rough this morning.
Oh, my.
Things aren't going quite right.
Goodness. What's wrong?
Yeah. Well, I had a little, I had a bad night. A bad night. Had a bad case of the upstairs variety of neighboritis last night.
Really?
Yes.
A little loud, were they?
A little on the loud side. A lot of stomping around. A lot of going outside and going, woo! Yelling and screaming and then running back through the apartment. And I think that they were really into the Olympics and they were doing some gymnastics routines.
Yeah.
Yeah, just kind of jumping off the couch, somersault with a half twist, stick the landing.
You were hoping for a miss, but they stuck it every
Oh,
time,
I was. I was hoping for a little face plant. Yeah, that was pretty noisy.
That's unfortunate.
And, you know, I mean, I don't know, you know, these midweek parties, you know, already, you know, don't make any sense. But they can't be doing this on Tuesday nights because I have obligations on Wednesday mornings. And our vast and diverse worldwide audience expects, you know, a certain level of, for me. And, so, you know, they, you know, we're going to have
that,
a talk.
While that level may be low, you still have to be able to hit it.
Exactly. They don't expect much, but they do expect a little bit. You know.
Yes.
And you know when you're a performer, when you're, you know, a world famous internet radio star, people expect you to be on at
all the time. All the time, 24/7.
Yeah, they just can't, you know, you're not allowed to be human. You're not allowed to have, you know, human situations like loud neighbors and
no.
Stuff like that.
No.
So, anyway, I'll do the best I can today.
I'm sure you'll adapt and overcome.
Oh, yeah. I cranked up some music before the show, hoping that would pick me up a bit.
So. How's that working out for you?
Not bad.
All right. Very good.
Just picking up the energy level a little bit to the grassroots.
Oh, love the grassroots.
There you go.
One of Canada's finest exports.
Along with Tom Green. That's right.
Yes. And in fact, since I didn't tell you this, but Schmoop's off the next 2 days.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Thursday and Friday. So maybe tonight, in honor of the grassroots, since she'll be actually awake when I get home, I'll do a little midnight confessing.
There you go.
Yes.
You want to live for today, baby?
Yes. Of course, you know, with her
just
luck.
Just don't
and
say
my,
it that way.
With her luck and my luck, her next period will start today at 4:35 p.m. as she's leaving her place of employ.
Yeah, it's amazing how that just happens. Huh? Yeah, it's almost like they schedule it, but oh, no, we know they don't.
No, it's just God happens. Punishing us for living in sin.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I did get an interesting thing in the mail yesterday. I like to get mail because you don't get a lot of mail anymore. I don't get a lot of mail anymore.
No.
You know, physical mail. Delivered lovingly by angry mailmen.
Right.
It looked exciting, so when I opened it up, it comes from a group called Portfolio Recovery Associates, LLC. We're giving debt collection a good name. So that kind of...
Well,
that was nice of them to get a hold of.
They're me. Putting a happy face on debt collection.
Uh-huh.
Excellent. They sent you a nice, sweet, thoughtful letter.
Yes, they did. It even says warm weather, cool savings, and it gives me several payment options.
Well, you know, people like options. They like to have options.
Uh-huh.
They like to think that they're the ones in control. They're making the decisions.
Well, and I'll tell you what, they must like me because it says here that they purchased my account referenced above on July 28, 2011. So, there you go.
Yeah.
I'll just set this aside and reread it later.
Okay. Well, you want to read a little more in depth.
Exactly. I don't know when I'll have time, but I'm sure I'll get to it.
Shout out to the rock dog in the chat room.
Really?
There we go.
Woo-hoo.
All right. Rock
and
dog.
I have a little shout out of my own, Jay.
All right.
We had a couple new people who liked us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/IWS Radio, and one of them commented today. One Fee Clifton, who kind of pretty much said, "You better mention me on today's show." So there
yeah,
you go.
Little,
a shout out to Fee.
Little demanding, but that's okay.
And it's always fun to say the name Fee.
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 And that is with a PH, not an F, of course.
Oh, of course not.
But it would be funny if it was with an F and it, you know, coordinated with your little letter.
Yes,
it would make one a bit suspicious, actually.
Yeah. All right. You got any other shout outs?
No. No, I'm going to go shout out free today.
All right.
Well, all right. You talked me into it. No shout outs today.
You're not going to do it, huh?
All right. Shout out to my wonderful and lovely BFF, Miss Warrior Cat, who is doing her little orientation thing today as she's moving to the night shift next week. And I'm not talking about the show night shift. I'm talking about the actual night shift. Because, you know, those babies need somebody to take care of them at night, too.
And she's capable of that.
More than capable. Absolutely. And, in fact, it's probably more important to have someone there at night because the night is scary.
It is.
Yeah. Especially if you have upstairs neighbors, you know.
Yes.
You know, I just hate young people so much. I mean, they're up all night and, you know, partying, and then they can get up. And you know, they even got up early enough this morning that I couldn't At least if they'd been trying to sleep in, I could slam doors and, you know, try to get a little payback. But, oh,
no.
No. They're up and walking around at 7:30. Yeah. That's just some bullshit right there.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jay, as you and I discussed early, you know, prior to us going live, I thought perhaps we were getting a new AC unit here in the back
mm-hmm.
winery. Well, they just drove off. So
looks like they just ran out, huh? Oh,
yeah,
well,
they ran out.
Had.
Yeah, the last unit they had was lovingly placed in the next door apartment, in the apartment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
No, you'll be fine.
Yeah,
you'll be fine. You'll get yours next year.
And we'll get ours sometime.
Yeah, you'll get yours in, say, October of 2013. Things are done on a schedule.
Yes, I know. Well, with some people they are. Me, not so.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they put a lot of time and effort into yours, so they need to keep it running for a while.
That's right.
Yeah.
Recoup their money.
Right.
All right. Boy, we've already done nearly 12 minutes of the show. This is fascinating.
We are rolling along. And you know what? Those phone lines are open.
As they always are on the What the Hell's on Your Mind hotline at 661-244-9852. That's 661-244-9852.
You watching any of the Olympics?
Some. It's kind of disturbing me. It's also sexual. Because like last week, I was telling you, I woke up, and there it was, two guys having sword play, and that creeped me out.
Uh-huh.
Then late last week, there's these guys in tights jumping up on a trampoline.
Yeah, that was hot.
And then the other day,
how did that make you feel?
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah, very, very good-looking, muscular men bouncing around on a trampoline.
And I had little clothes on because, you know, I just woke up laying on the couch. And I already have a semi-erection because I got to go to the bathroom. And then I can't take my eyes away from this trampoline bouncing.
There you go.
And then the ping pong. They can't start the serve without blowing on their balls or talking through their balls or fondling their balls. They got to do this whole ritual with their balls before they smack it with a paddle.
Yeah.
It made me want to go to Chick-fil-A is what it made me want to do. Kind of right the ship, as it were.
Well, I tell you what, those guys aren't playing ping pong. They play table tennis. And that's a different sport. I play ping pong. They play table tennis. I wouldn't have a chance against them.
It is pretty incredible.
There was a pretty exciting moment yesterday.
Really?
These two, I believe they were Lithuanian synchronized swimmers, circumcised swimmers. Synchronized swimmers. These two young ladies, they did their little routine, and when it was over, the crowd was yelling. They turned to each other and laid a big wet kiss on each other right there in the pool.
And I missed that. That I missed.
Of course. You see muscular men on trampolines.
Damn.
Yeah, shout out to NDB Media in the chat room.
Greetings and cheers. But I am kind of disturbed, too, because in the Olympics you got people named Lolo and Gabby. And to me that just sounds like a new cartoon, Lolo and Gabby.
Yeah, poor Lolo. Didn't get a medal, but she still has her virginity intact, so that's great.
That's great. And unlike Gabby, she has nice hair.
Yeah. And unlike Gabby, according to Fox News, she showed the appropriate amount of patrioticness.
Well, which is the most important thing.
Right. Gabby was not quite patriotic enough for Fox News. They were concerned about the pink leotard rather than the traditional American red, white, and blue one.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't seem concerned that the white girl was wearing the same pink leotard from Team USA. But
well, of course.
And we got some breaking news this morning, Matt.
What's that?
Randy Travis, country superstar, great American, good Christian, busted for yet another DUI.
Poor fella.
Refused to take a breathalyzer, was taken into custody after he resisted arrest. And he was naked when they pulled him over.
Well, you know what?
Apparently, there was a crash. He had a little accident.
You know what that says to me? He doesn't feel the need to wear clothes. He resists arrest and refuses the breathalyzer. That's the American way.
There you go.
Just exercising his rights.
God, damn right he was.
And along those lines, we just had a true American pull up outside the Bagwine Digs in his red, white, and blue truck, Jay.
Ooh.
The angry mailman.
There we go. Hopefully he'll bring you another nice letter from...
Yes, hopefully he will.
From maybe a different collection agency this time. You know,
well, maybe,
a little variety.
My accounts get passed around often. Here, see what you can do with this.
Yeah. See, Rock Dog fell off the out of the chat room there. So,
well,
thanks for hanging out with us, Rock Dog. Well, making fun of Fox News, he had to leave.
Well, I think he just couldn't take the excitement.
That may be true.
We are rolling today, baby.
Yeah. You know, I think we have a great lesson for the kids out there. You know, the Olympics are all about the kids.
Of course.
And a great lesson. You have Lolo Jones, who is the Tim Tebow of the track and field world.
Yes.
Although, you know, she's actually talented. Ah, what? Anyway.
Well, that's true. Good point.
Yeah, she finished fourth yesterday, and the fourth is nothing to be ashamed of in the Olympics. I mean, you're up against the best in the world, and she's, you know. But she has made a big deal, you know, publicly about her faith and her, you know, saving herself for marriage and all that, and that's wonderful. But it does have to be pointed out that she did not medal, while Michael Phelps, who is a big-time partier, pothead, and womanizer, has 22 total medals in his life.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying there's, you know, a correlation there. I'm just saying that it seems to have worked out that way.
Yeah. I was thinking perhaps Lolo was just, she's still a virgin because she's so fast.
That may be. But, you know, she goes on Twitter. Talking about needing a man, needing a boyfriend, needing a husband,
wow.
so that she can stop being a virgin and all.
Right.
But the problem with that is that while she's doing that, the only professional athlete to hit her up on Twitter was Terrell Owens.
Oh, yeah, that's who you want to hook up with.
Yeah, see that, you know, that's why you don't need to be doing that on Twitter, because it attracts the wrong crowd.
Yeah. Now, you would make a nice husband for her. However, there's a problem, because as she is 27 years old, she's a little old for you.
Getting up there a bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, honest, she seems like a really nice person. Very pretty. Very attractive. Went to LSU. I can deal with that. I can deal with that, more or less. You know, I like Cajun girl. You know, Kat's a nice Cajun girl.
Yeah.
LSU fan, so, you know. Yeah. See? I've learned to accept the LSU fans in this world. That's just the kind of guy I am.
Oh, I know. Open, giving, See? Accepting.
Absolutely. I'm the anti Chick-fil-A.
Yes, you are. Big Olympic struggle going on here in the United States and in the political Olympics.
Yeah. Who was the Todd Akin won the Missouri Republican nomination last night. We get our television stations from Springfield, Missouri, so we've been subjected to
yes.
Oh my God. We've been subjected to these ads. I feel bad for Sarah Steelman, aka Cruella DeVille. it looks like Sarah Palin just wasn't quite enough to get her above 31% of the vote. But let's go ahead and continue to pretend that Sarah Palin is wildly popular.
And relevant.
And relevant, even though she can't even get her person above 31% in Missouri. So. And then, and of course, we got Harry Reid out there still.
Still dissing the
Mister. I heard Mitt didn't pay any income taxes for 10 years. And I love Mitt coming back saying, I paid a lot of taxes. And all the people on the Democrats going, you notice he didn't say income taxes. He just said taxes. property taxes on all those homes.
Sales tax.
Lots of sales tax when he was buying all those private jets and cars and Cadillacs.
Mitt's in Iowa today, talking to the children of the corn. it's gotten really, it's a race to the bottom, Jay, between these two.
It really is.
We got the President of the United States talking about Romneyhood. Then we got a potential President of the United States talking about Obamaloney.
Obamaloney.
I'm waiting for one or both to say, I'm rubber, you're glue, it bounces off me and sticks to you.
Uh-huh. And, of course, Romney, while he's in Iowa, will be talking up ethanol today, how much he loves it.
Oh, yeah.
And then... he will go out west and he'll talk about how horrible ethanol is and wind power's where it's at. But while he's there, Obama will run to Iowa and go, no, I'm the one who loves ethanol. And it's just going to get worse because they haven't even had the conventions yet.
Oh, I know.
But if you're on the big VP watch, Ohio Senator Rob Portman's Wikipedia page was edited 16 times yesterday.
Really? Were they trying to make him actually look like he had a personality?
Exactly. Trying to create a personality where one doesn't exist.
He's a ball of fire.
Hey, I just need our friends in the chat room here from NDB Media. I was just looking at their show page, and they had Aaron Gray on their show last year.
Wow.
I'm impressed.
That is. That's big time.
Entertainment show. Good-looking stuff. Everybody, after this show, go to blogtalkradio.com/NDB Media and check them out. All right.
I used to be in love with Aaron Gray.
Well, who wasn't?
Back in her Buck Rogers days.
Yeah, that's exactly what they were talking about.
Spandex suit. God.
Yeah, you know, if you could get her in her spandex suit on that, and then right after that watch some old Batman with Julie Newmar in her Catwoman suit.
Meow.
Oh, man, you'd be watching that all alone in the dark late at night.
You utilized the couch button just then, J-Man.
Yeah. had to couch that for a moment.
Yes. Of course, we got a big guest coming up this Sunday.
That's
live
what I was just
going
to lead into. Damn right. It's going to be an exciting day.
Yes.
You want to tell everybody who it is?
We are having the lovely, the talented, Stacy Swenson Johnson of Stacy Uncorked live at noon on Sunday here on I'm With Stupid.
That's going to be awesome.
Yes. And if you don't know who we're talking about, you could always go to her website at stacysrandomthoughts.com and listen to her words of wisdom and check out a little eye candy.
Absolutely. And this is the perfect guest for us to have because she's going to give us a little insight into the world of mommy blogging and blog her.
Yes.
And all that world that we're not all that familiar with.
Nor even like, really.
No.
Except us on Sunday. We're going to love it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Stacy's wonderful, though.
Yeah, she is very nice.
She's great. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of mommy bloggers who aren't so great.
No.
She's not one of them. She's one
no,
of the cool ones.
No. Very cool.
Yeah. And of course, we will bring our vast and diverse worldwide audience to her also. So it's a win-win.
It is.
Yeah. And, of course, this is on the heels of other great guests we've had, like Carrie Welch,
the legendary Richard.
Absolutely. Haven't checked to see how many hits our show has gotten, which she uploaded it to YouTube, but last I checked, it was almost 12,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Excellent. She sent me a tweet yesterday.
Oh.
I didn't get a chance to respond, but...
Yeah.
I'm a busy
we
man.
Made a I know you are. We made a friend when we
that's
had.
And that's what this is all about.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to make friends with us right now, you could call in at 661-244-9852 and just say hi. That'd be nice.
Yeah. Call us up. Just hang out with us. Or talk about the Mars rover Curiosity.
Yes.
Or if you'd like to talk about the Olympics, or if you have something you want to plug, you have a book, radio show, CD.
We're open to all of that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's Open Mic Wednesday, basically.
Yeah.
You know, on the Olympics, speaking of the Olympics.
Yeah.
And we were.
And we were.
I was flipping through the channels the other day. And they have a lot of shooting events at the Olympics, and it kind of surprised me. I didn't really realize that they have the rifle, which looked like, you know, kind of like the sniper, you know.
Right.
And then they have the handgun, and then they have skeet shooting and all that. And I thought, well, hey, you know, America's going to sweep these, right? I mean, we're all, you know, brilliant gunfighters and what have you. And it turns out that we didn't. We didn't win very many medals at all in the shooting. And I realized the problem is that we prefer live targets.
Well, that's true.
instead of the bullseye, we need a, you know, cutout of a person with their hands up screaming, no, 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 don't shoot me, don't shoot me.
We could call it silhouette shooting.
Exactly. We'd be much better at it.
Yeah, plus the problem, our best shooters are all incarcerated.
because instead of going for the Olympic gold, they could not, you know, they couldn't be disciplined enough. They're not like Michael Phelps and Gabby and the rest of them. They didn't have the discipline to wait for the Olympics.
No.
You know, I mean, Gabby could have been doing her gymnastics routine outside of a Taco Bell at 3 a.m., but instead, you know, she waited.
Yeah.
No entries. She didn't ruin it.
Of course, some of our shooters in prison, they're doing some gymnastics right now, I'm sure. A different kind of gymnastics.
Let's see. What else is happening in the world today, Matt?
Well, the AC people are back.
Ooh.
However, they seem to be further down the building than where they were earlier.
They decided to stop. They decided to start at the other end and work their way.
If they're going to go completely around the building, we're the last one.
Uh-huh.
As it should be.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They're going to have to break for lunch here in a little bit.
Oh, I know, because these guys get hungry, because I know some of these guys with this company. And I can tell you right now, they're probably high. So
they're going to have to hit Cassano's pizza.
And then take a little siesta.
Which, exactly. That, you know, after the big lunch will then leave you a little on the sleepy side.
Exactly.
And by the way, I'd just like to point out that we did not get a thank you or anything after the big shout out to NDB Media. So I take it all back. Don't go check out their show.
Yeah.
They're rude.
That is rude.
Bastards. Late show shout out to Mishi.
Yeah,
my good friend
Mishi. Yeah.
Hope everything's. Yeah.
Hope she hasn't heard anything yet today.
Yep.
Yeah, she's led an exciting life, and if you'd like to check it out, you can just go to our website at iwsradio.blogspot.com and read about her exploits.
Yep. I've got my post for tomorrow. I'm planning it out in my head.
That's exciting.
Oh, it is. It is. I'm working on toning down the pathetic level of it, because I'm attempting to congratulate Natalie Portman on her wedding.
Oh, God.
Without, you know, sounding too sad, and
I hate when you're sad.
Yeah.
You were so sad on Sunday's show, and I callously. I didn't know how to react. So
you made fun of my my very deep thoughts, and then compounded it by wanting that part of the show cut out just for your own listening pleasure,
which you were generous enough to do.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm a thoughtful guy. It hurt. I did. I tell you what, I cut that snippet out through my tears.
Oh, I know.
But I did it. I had to lean forward real close to the screen because I was crying so hard, and I had to find the spot to cut. But on the thing there. But I did. I did it.
Good man.
Yeah. It was tough. But, you know, life's about tough moments like that, and you have to fight through them.
I know. I'm about to have one coming up after the show. I have a broken shoestring, so I'm going to have to find one out of an old shoe and then try to relace it. You know how hard these shoes are to lace anymore? The holes are so tiny.
This is difficult. I found, though, it's easier to lace the shoe if you take it off. Before things get too out of hand for you there, I just thought I'd let you know. It may be easier to do it that way.
I appreciate that tip.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, it seems easier with the shoe on, but that whole, you know, blood rushing to your head and falling forward to the floor thing and passing out, it's always difficult.
Yeah. My shoe looks sad.
You know, I would have a real problem if I broke a shoelace, because I don't have another pair of, if I broke a shoelace on my New Balance shoes, I don't have another pair of those kinds of tennis shoes or sneakers or whatever the hell anybody calls them, cross trainers.
I'm looking now. This is live, folks. And dig it. I found all my, this is going to be tough. I found an old pair of tennis shoes with an intact shoestring. However, one of the plastic ends on one of the strings is missing. And you know how difficult it is to lace if you don't have that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, this could. Yeah. I better start now.
Yeah, I would say you could probably get it done, but I'm afraid not.
Oh, God. Couldn't see that one coming.
No.
Oh, here we go, Jay. I found one with both plastic tips.
There you go.
However,
everything's all right. Everything is okay, people.
No, it's not. Because one of the shoes, one side of the shoestrings has a knot in it, and I can't get it out of the shoe. So, boy. I'll revisit that here in a minute.
How many pairs of shoes do you have? Are you a shoe guy?
No. No, they're just
old into shoes.
Well, I'm into guys jumping on trampolines. Why wouldn't I be into shoes? That's where you were going with this.
I was kind of tie it all in it together.
Uh-huh.
Quite possibly, you were also watching the men on the diving, you know, in their little Speedos.
No, but this morning I did watch the men, Brazil and Argentina, and men's volleyball.
Oh, I know those Brazilian men are hot.
There's some solid bodies out there.
That's some exotic men.
Yeah.
There, Argentina. This is gayer than the gay show we do.
Well, every 4 years.
Now, how many pairs of shoes do you have?
Oh, my God. Well, I only have one that I wear. I don't know why I still have all these old ones. I can't wear them.
Do you have a pair of dress shoes?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You have a pair of black dress shoes and a pair of brown dress shoes?
No, just two pair of black dress shoes.
Now, what about a pair of casual men's shoes, like
no.
You know, Skechers or
no
cowboy boots?
No.
You don't have a pair of cowboy boots?
No, I don't. Do you think I should get a pair?
Yeah. Yes. Look, if you're going to lie there on the couch in your boxers and stare at hard-bodied men on trampolines, you need a pair of cowboy boots.
And the best thing is I wouldn't have to worry about breaking a shoelace.
Exactly. You could wear them to the beer mine. That would make you a little taller.
It would. A little more intimidating should someone try to get out of hand.
Exactly.
And plus, that would kind of make my butt look better, too. You know,
exactly.
A little more support with the boots.
Yep. It's kind of the same effect of the high heels for the ladies. You
exactly.
know. And then when you get home each day, you could take off the cowboy boots and put on a nice, comfortable pair of Crocs.
I could.
Maybe Ohio State Buckeyes Crocs, even.
Maybe I should shave off my goatee and just go with a mustache.
If Hitler had had a goatee instead of that little mustache, would the goatee now be forbidden for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that worked out well for you then, didn't it? Because you wouldn't look good with the little Hitler stash.
No, I wouldn't. Got an AC update for you. These two guys with long beards are just kind of looking up at the building and walking with a big slurp. I don't know what that means.
Now, with these beards, are we talking ZZ Top level beards?
Yes,
or?
Yes. Yes, thank you. I was trying to thinking of a word to describe them, but that's what they are.
Impressive.
Uh-huh. All right.
Maybe they can do a little round of sharp dressed man for you while installing your AC.
Yes.
As you're trying to get the shoelace out of one of your shoes.
And the funny one about the one that broke, you know, I kept using it. And now it looks like it's exploded. You know, it's got that feathery look.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a good look at all.
And now it's in a knot, so I'm going to have to cut it out.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the problem with having the reason that you have this broken shoelace is that you are one of those weird people who unties his shoes before taking them off.
I have to, Jay.
No, you don't.
I tie them so tight that my head almost explodes.
What? and why? Do you do that? Do you just like that sensation of feeling shoes tight on your feet while
yes.
you're at work?
Yes.
Oh.
It makes me feel
weird.
Secure, safe.
No, the first thing you do when you get shoes, you get them tied, you need to start, you know, you have to take them off, put them on, take them off, put them on without untying it and work them out a little bit. And then you never worry about that broken shoelace.
That's just not for me.
Kind of like the little underscore in someone's screen name.
Exactly. That is not for me.
Yeah. Which, by the way, folks, you can find me on Twitter at JYMAN_IWS.
And you can find me at MattmanIWS. No underscore.
You know something really weird? And this
what?
Is crazy.
What?
Yesterday afternoon, I actually thought about the possibility of us not even doing a show today. I thought, oh, no, we got to do a show. And I'm glad we did because this was deep and thoughtful. And
and more than a bit revealing.
Yeah, more than a bit. Oh, we can fill 45 minutes, just not with good, you know, material.
No, exactly.
But, well, you know what, it's all filler because we're leading up to Stacy.
That's right.
And the last thing we needed was to have a big blowout show today that was, you know, way high in the rankings and mess up the Stacy show.
Right. So we're always thinking ahead.
Damn right. About a minute and a half left.
All right.
Our Deep Thoughts show is in the top 10, though.
I saw that. It's because we're deep people.
Of course we are. Even if one of us laughs at the other's deep thoughts.
I apologize. I told you Sunday I wasn't feeling well. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, well, perfectly fine. Did I just hear Corky?
Yes, wow, this phone is much better, isn't it? Yeah, Corky decided to come out in the last 5 minutes.
What's better, Corky? Is Timmy fall down the well?
I don't know what her problem is. But that's exciting radio right there, no matter what.
She wants to know where the air conditioner guys are. All right. We're going to have to wrap it up.
Yes, we are. Jason, always a wonderful time with you, and I shall never
always
laugh.
Always a pleasure.
Never laugh
Matt
at you
Sickle.
Again.
No, it's okay.
All right, then. We'll see everyone on the website tomorrow and see you back on the air on Sunday with Stacy Swinton.